This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live like we are every night of the year, because that's what we do. We come here and we want to expose people to ideas they don't always hear elsewhere. We want to expose Republicans to some ideas they may not agree with. We want to expose some Democrats to some ideas they may have never heard. And that's what we do. We talk about liberty. And in studio tonight, you've got me, Chris.
You got me, Vincent.
And Will.
And we like to bring stuff in, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need, call it a conversation starter. Just for lack of a better term.
Sure.
What have you guys been up to? I saw Will brought in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I think the story about Eric Prince building Chinese re-education camps is pretty good.
Well, that just has, it has everything.
Yeah.
It's got Eric Prince. It's got Chinese rehabilitation camps.
Yeah.
Those are things we like to talk about, right?
I like to talk about them.
Vincent, you have anything you'd like to...
Oh,
I'd like to kick out there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Apparently, according to some members of the Senate, boycotting is not an American right, as they've passed the Senate at least has passed a bill that I'm not sure if anyone's spoken about it yet, but
we might.
They passed the Senate passed a bill which allows state and municipal governments to punish those that boycott, divest from, or place sanctions on the state of Israel.
Well, these all sound like very. Very topical.
You already have laws like that in Texas. They were talking about if your house was destroyed in the last
hurricane,
you couldn't get your house fixed. You couldn't get FEMA money for your house being destroyed unless you signed a contract that said you would not boycott Israeli goods.
Yes.
I mean, and what kind of sick and twisted person thinks of that? They're like, oh, man, these kids are starving. They're homeless.
Capitalism.
Except it's not. Except it's not capitalism. Now, the Will is making finger quotes. Because we hear this a lot. We hear this is the problem with capitalism, but rarely do these examples have anything to do with capitalism.
Yeah. America's supposedly a free market. A free market where if you boycott goods, you can be punished by the federal and state governments.
Yeah, and there's lots of examples like that. So I feel like I haven't really lived up to the promise here, because all I brought in was a story about a lawsuit that deals with the length of an anal cleft.
Which I thought
was kind of interesting, but let's start off with Will.
The what now?
No, we'll get to that. It's no rush. 855-450-FREE is the number to reach us. You can also reach us on Twitch. With Twitch, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And you can find our link to Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Will, tell us about this. What's going on?
All right, well, this comes from the Middle East Monitor. And basically, a controversial U.S. mercenary group with ties to the United Arab Emirates has signed a deal with China to build a training center in Xinjiang, where up to 1 million Uyghur Muslims are reportedly held in re-education camps. Hong Kong-listed security firm Frontier Services Group, which is founded by Eric Prince, has signed a preliminary deal with Chinese authorities. A statement posted on its Chinese website confirmed the deal, but was later deleted in what appears to be an attempt to avoid backlash against Prince's activities. Now, Prince made a name for himself. You may remember him as the founder of Blackwater, or Z Services, or one of the other dozen names that they've had to go under in the last...
What are they now?
I guess Frontier Services.
Okay, Frontier Services. Okay, for those of you who don't know, it started off with Blackwater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Blackwater was a well-known military contractor that provided security services to military personnel in Iraq.
Yes.
They, as it turns out, they've done a lot more than providing security service. They don't just protect diplomats and
anymore.
They have effectively been one of America's mercenary groups.
Well, he was employed by the United Arab Emirates in the late 2000s to build a mercenary army for them. Blackwater was forced to relocate from the U.S. to Abu Dhabi after its controversial in Iraq, where employees were held responsible for the civilian deaths in Baghdad that included a 2007 killing of 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians. Disgraced by the actions of Blackwater, Prince later sold that company and set up FSG, but not before he was granted a $529 million contract by Mohammed bin Zayed, who wanted him to build an elite mercenary army for the United Arab Emirates and to report to the Crown Prince personally.
So can I just toss out my opinion on the idea of mercenaries? I hate the wars they get involved in, but I don't mind the idea of mercenaries. You know what I mean?
The problem is when you have mercenaries, you end up with Eric Prince.
That's a good point.
Well, or when a certain mercenary group has like a monopoly, right? You know,
sure.
It's not like there's a free market where we could have, the Shire free mercenary.
Oh, they were totally their existence was totally subsidized by the American taxpayer to the billions of dollars.
Which is not a free market solution.
No, not even at close.
But the idea that if you decided you had to go to war and you didn't want to use your own people, and they were okay with you hiring mercenaries. I'm not sure I'm having a real problem with that. Now, the way it's been used, I have huge problems with, and the wars that they've been used in, I have huge problems with.
Yeah.
Pretty much contract killers.
Sure. Yeah, basically. They're basically an arm of the military without the accountability.
Right.
They can't be court-martialed. They can't be anything, really.
Right.
You can't prosecute them by law now. So,
that's a problem.
Most people didn't realize that Prince was hooked up with the United Arab Emirates. That was exposed following Donald Trump's election victory in 2016. An ex-Navy SEAL officer is reported to have been a part of a clandestine meeting between the UAE, Russia, and a Trump ally that was being investigated by the FBI. The deal between FSG and Beijing would see training camps being run in northwestern China, the region of Xinjiang, where up to 1 million Uyghurs are reportedly held in indoctrination and re-education camps that have drawn condemnation from Washington and abroad. A spokesman said Prince, a minority shareholder and deputy chairman, said that he was unaware of the deal, which was preliminary and would need to be signed off on by all members before a final approval. So they announced that they had made the deal on the website.
Right.
They're like, we've decided we're going to build these re-education camps for China, and we're going to make big, big money. And then
stockholders are going to love it.
Yeah. And then they're like, maybe we shouldn't be sharing that. Hold on. No. We're totally, totally not. We wouldn't do that.
855 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also hit us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So this is a crazy situation. It's not unusual for what happens in wartime. It's not uncommon when you have a dozen, a half dozen, a 10 dozen generals.
Re-education camps being built by a company that's subsidized by the United States federal government.
Right.
And there's not even a war going on in China either.
Well, no, but it's a company who's well known from its warfare, and evidently they just decided to let's do a press release.
We have some old Army and Naval engineers that work for us. We'll go build some re-education camps for the Chinese. Why not?
Unreal. Well, we're going to get to the phones because we like to get to the phones. This is Kevin from Washington, D.C., and he wants to talk, I guess, a little bit about Milton Friedman. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of expose Milton Friedman, especially since he's given the label as Mr. Libertarian. If you read some of Milton's work, and I'll give you an example of why he isn't Mr. Libertarian. He was against the draft, and at first that
Hold on the line, Kevin. We're going to bring you back, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit more about Milton Friedman. And your call's coming up, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we're coming to you live tonight. Happy Wednesday, guys. It's the Wednesday show. And we're taking calls, talking about stuff, and seeing what is on your mind. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-2└. 3733, and one of the people who is interested in talking to us tonight has been Kevin. He's calling us from D.C. Kevin, you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Go ahead. So you wanted to talk about Milton Friedman.
Yeah, so I actually just wanted to expose him because, you know, I'm not sure how many of your listeners, you know, got into the movement because of Milton Friedman or inspired by him. But, you know, he's really a Keynesian, and he is a person that makes the state more efficient. And a good example of that is his argument for a voluntary army. Now, at first, it sounds great because he's against the draft, but you see, he wants to still have an army, but make sure that army is voluntary. So people will, you know, volunteer to go and join an army, and thus the army would be more efficient because people who actually want to be in the army are there, not, you know, not have the draft where you have random kids in there. So he's still pro-war, per se. And the, another example, which is very ironic, coming from Milton Friedman, he actually had a TV show and a book called Free to Choose. And he was actually, in regard to gold, he you know, he called gold a ancient relic. And he called people who looked up to gold gold bucks. And
yeah,
the irony is that when people were left free to choose, they've always chosen gold, right?
Yeah, and, gold has a centuries-long history as being used as money. And
exactly.
And Milton Friedman.
Millennia.
Yeah, millennia. But, yeah, there's a lot of reasons. Milton's kind of an easy guy to pick on from a libertarian point of view. I mean, so you were talking about a couple things he said. Was this before or after he came up with the idea for payroll with deductions for your income tax? You know, that was a Milton Friedman idea back when he worked for the U.S. government. It was like, well, you know, the problem is people have to remember to put money into the system, so let's just take it out automatically. That was Milton Friedman. Milton Friedman's known as kind of the, I don't know if he'd be the, he's definitely not the father, but he's definitely a plays an important role in the Chicago School of Economics, which really is Keynesian light. They're very much monetarist. So he likes a free market, but he likes government to be in control of the money. So he likes the idea of a strong and powerful Fed. So to me, Milton Friedman, I think, has said some really great things on libertarian ideals, and he's horrible at executing them. He's a good philosopher and a horrible economist. I don't know. You look like you have something to say there. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say I think the important part is because in these circles I've noticed people, they try and like have someone on a pedestal that's someone that they agree with absolutely everything they say. And, you know, obviously no one's like that. I'm sure even with like Rothbard or, you know, even with Ron Paul, there's things that they're wrong about. So I think it's important just to take the good stuff and, you know, put that on a pedestal and the bad stuff and say, well, you know, not everyone's right about everything.
Yeah, and I got to say, I've never really met a hardcore Chicago school libertarian, but I'm sure they're out there. Go ahead, Kevin. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, if I can just add one more thing about antitrust.
Sure.
You know, I'm not sure if you guys have read Atlas Shrugged or seen the movie, but there's this character, Hank Reardon, who owns a steel company, and he actually owns the means of production. You know, mining and everything like that. And, you know, according to Friedman and his fancy mathematical function, he says that, you know, when you have monopolies, well, you know, that's a problem. And of course, there's this old essay that Alan Greenspan wrote before he became a central planner about antitrust. And he said that if a monopoly is formed by the means of the market, that is by consumers actually buying the products and appreciating the low prices, then there's nothing to worry about. But when you have, you know, a government monopoly like the post office and whatnot, then you know, there's the problem. So that's another weakness of Milton Friedman And I think that's why a lot of, especially here in D.C., the Beltway libertarians, they're very skeptical about having monopolies, and they favor, from what I've seen, they favor regulations that you know want to break up monopolies in the name of competition.
Right, and we know how well that works. Hey, Kevin, thank you for the call. One book I wanted to plug real quickly is Antitrust, The Case for Repeal, and that was written by Dominic Armin. What was his last name? Armentano. So I met this guy at the Mises Institute several years back, really sharp guy, and if you ever want to have a great debate with somebody about whether antitrust is a good thing or a bad guy, he's a great guy to talk to. So, Will, tell us more. We were talking in the last hour about some U.S. mercenaries or U.S.-funded mercenaries.
Yeah. Building concentration camps in China.
Yeah. Well, was it concentration camps?
The re-education camps. That's what's going on.
So I think we have to use the right term.
Yeah, the re-education camps.
Gotcha.
That's a fair word, but okay.
Yeah. So
we'll do that for now.
Basically, you've got what they call the Uyghur population. And so about 2 months ago, they sentenced a local businessman to death for an unlicensed pilgrimage. He went to Mecca for Hajj and didn't get the government's permission slip and has been sentenced to death. They're going to execute him.
Wow.
For going on pilgrimage. There's over a million so far that they've gone and they've rounded up. There was a festival this last weekend, and they were, part of the festival was forcing Uyghur Muslims to eat pork and imbibe alcohol.
Tell me again what that word is.
Uyghur?
Uyghur, is that a sect or?
Ethnic group.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They're just it's an ethnic tribal group. They're like, basically they were an independent, like, sub-nation, so to speak.
Okay.
And then when the communists took over, they did the same thing to their area that they did to Tibet. They just, you know, we declare that this is a part of our territory, and therefore, you're Chinese now, basically.
There you go.
They listed being Muslim as an illness.
Okay.
It's a communicable disease.
This sounds like something our own politicians would come up with.
Right. And basically, if you fasted, if you were caught fasting during Ramadan, then you were put in these education camps. They were going around and checking houses to see if people were eating after sundown.
Wow.
In houses, and people who were eating after sundown in houses were then rounded up and taken to jail.
See, we should do a segment called Ask a Muslim, and I know this segment has been done before, but it's kind of fun to have Will in here because he knows these things, and he educates us. 855-450-FREE. Let's hear from you, or hit us up on Discord, discord.lrn.fm. This
Hunters,
is Free Talk
Anglers, Live. Campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
Addressing foreign ministers of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS at the State Department today, The president also insisted that ISIS has been decimated, and the president thanked our troops. Milwaukee police say the officer shot and killed while serving a warrant this morning was a 17-year veteran of the force. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson says shots were fired as police came into contact with two people. One of the suspects was taken into custody. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 21 points to close at 25,390. The NASDAQ was down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live yet again. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, or call us with Discord. Discord is a really cool kind of online service. Yeah. You can call into, you can, if you've got a mic and you've got a PC and you've got a decent internet connection, you're going to hear, we're going to hear you just like you're sitting in the studio with us.
Don't and call on the number that's above my head if you're in the Twitch chat, because that's still Call to Freedoms.
Whoops. Don't do that.
Banner that you've got going on there. By the way, I am the host of Call to Freedom. Listen to us, LRN's call in drive home show on your drive home from work.
Nice.
4 to 7 p.m. every day here on LRN.FM.
This is usually the only time I see you, Will. It's
yeah.
When I'm coming in at 7 and you're ending your show at 7.
Yep.
That's what happens. But young Vincent, is it okay if I refer to you as young Vincent?
Well, I'm not going to be able to say that for too much longer, so sure, yeah.
He's younger than all of us, and his name is Vincent, so I'm going to say yes.
And I am older than everyone on this show.
How old are you?
Well, 20, and I feel old. Since I turned 20, I'm starting to feel old now.
Oh, my God.
I have a kid that's a year younger than he is.
Take your age, double it, add some more, and you're getting close to my age. So,
right? Yeah. You've got a kid, right, that's older than mine?
Oh, I don't know. I think mine's 20-some.
Yeah,
25-ish. 20.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, 19.
But, Vincent, you brought in a story about some Senate action, and this has to do with our foreign policy, it seems. This is a New York Times article.
Absolutely, but before, I just want to give a little bit of backstory here. I have the, just to give people an understanding, AIPAC is the Israeli lobbying group, and here I just have it. So Marco Rubio is a big player in this. And so Marco Rubio, according to the foreignpolicyjournal.com, Got to find Marco Rubio received in the for his 2016 election run. He received $132,000 from AIPAC in terms of contributions. So keep that in mind, right? Keep that in mind for why he might be supporting some strange things. So this is from New York Times. It was published today, and it's titled "Senate Passes Bill That Rebukes Trump and Opposes Israel Boycott," and this is by Katie Edmondson. So the Senate overwhelmingly approved a Middle East policy bill on Tuesday that included both a rebuke to President Trump over his withdrawal of troops from Syria and Afghanistan and a contested measure to allow state and municipal governments to punish companies that boycott, divest from, or place sanctions on Israel. The measure, which passed 77-23, started as the kind of routine policy bill that passes the Senate with little to no opposition. It reauthorizes at least $3.3 billion in military financing to Israel and extends security aid to Jordan, imposes new sanctions on individuals who provide support to the Syrian government, and directs Treasury Department to determine whether the Central Bank of Syria is engaged in money laundering.
We're borrowing $1 trillion a year from China, but we got $3.3 billion. $1 billion to send to Israel every damn year.
Yeah. Oh, more than $3.3 billion.
Yeah. So this is interesting. So basically, the playbook, there's undoubtedly a Washington playbook, and there's a Republican and Democrat playbook. When it comes to foreign policy, this is one of the things that Democrats and Republicans seem to get along with.
Oh, they love each other.
They do. They both love it. Now, there was a day when the Democratic Party was known as the Party of Peace. They were the anti-war party, but that all died out, and now you have people like Hillary Clinton being arguably one of the biggest war hawks on the planet.
Always been the pro-Israel party. Always. 10 minutes after the State of Israel was formed, Truman acknowledged them.
Right.
You know, we were like the first. So, and Truman was a Democrat.
Right.
It's always been a bipartisan issue. It's simple. Evangelical Christian, well, Christians in general now, they believe that if we don't just kiss Israel's butt nonstop, Jesus won't come back.
Well, those are called Christian Zionists, I think, just to make a.
But the problem is that Christian Zionism has become so pervasive in Western Christianity that I would say fewer than 10% of American churches preach a Christianity that is not dripping with Zionism.
Well, at least half the Bible that I was raised with, half of it was the New Testament, and half of it was the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So you sort of have that. I'm not sure we're going to change anybody's minds on that. What Will and a lot of people try to do is to bring a little bit of reality to the situation. And when we look at this foreign policy, which is ongoing war in the Middle East, there has never been a serious attempt to fix it. Presidents love to talk about it, and they love to talk about their Middle East peace plan and things like that, but nothing ever really changes. What I thought was interesting in the first paragraph of this article was, you know, what can we do about Afghanistan and Syria and Trump pulling out? Well, we'll rebuke him.
Right.
They can't really do it, but when it comes to funding and passing laws that are going to favor one side or the other, then they can actually take some action. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just want to say, you know, Will, you said they hope that by supporting Israel, it brings Jesus back. But, you know, I've been doing some research into this. You know, I consider myself Bible believing Christian. And what it really does is I think it's Matthew 24:15, right? It's not by supporting Israel and having the rebuilding of the temple, which is, you know, currently occupied by a dome of rock. It's not going to bring Jesus back because there's very specific things that have to happen. I've, you know, Book of Revelation is one of my favorite. Yeah, what it really is going to do is going to bring the Antichrist in, which, you know, a one world government,
yeah,
one world
currency. I don't know why these evangelical Zionists never mention that part when they're like, we love Israel and we love the Jews and we love the people of Israel and we support their right to exist. And God said, those who love and bless Israel and blah, but you Israelis, you do realize they're doing this because they think you're going to be forcefully converted or murdered.
Well, I'd say...
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's their, we love the people of Israel. Yes, you love them so much that in your storyline, the way this is going to go
right,
is
right.
a bloodbath.
And that's that's not unique to world religions. There are a number of religions that speak of conversion or death. And that permeates a lot of stories. And a lot of religions carry these same basic stories. And, all right, tell us more.
Another tangent. But you asked why it's BS versus something called the Schofield Bible. And in it, it was written by a pastor, a very dubious religious intent. And it said when God, I think in the footnotes, I've never read it, it's not worth my time, but when God was, you know, talking to Abraham that his descendants will create a nation of Israel, it said that those who bless Israel will also be blessed by God, which for anyone who actually has a understanding of, you know, the New Testament, that's obviously not true. So I'd say it's mainly out of ignorance that they support it.
It's New Covenant versus Old Covenant, and the problem is these are supposed to be Christians, and if you're Christians, then you believe that there is a New Covenant and the Old Covenant has passed away, because that's what the Bible says.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Instead of having the sacrifice, you have the sacrifice of Jesus, you know, washing via blood of a lamb.
But they just want to completely ignore that part and go, no. Israel's going to be restored. Okay, yeah, we understand that. And this is going to end this, and we have to just let them do whatever they want until we can get to that.
Well, what I'd like to see is us quit squabbling over patches of ground and quit giving money to both sides, and that's what we continue to do.
Well, no, we've cut all aid to one side.
Oh, until somebody else comes in that we want to bribe and take that back, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
We talk about money in politics, and that's a bad thing. That skews what new set of thieves you get in Washington. But it's even worse when they try to play the same game on a geopolitical field, and it has much bigger ramifications.
Something I find interesting is that when they were able to have some semblance of successful peace talks between Rabin and Arafat, it wasn't a crazy Palestinian Hamas PLO that murdered the Jewish leader. It was a nutbag Zionist who was not satisfied with peace moving forward.
Was he acting alone? A lone nut?
Who knows?
Even Mossad. Well, the whole state of Israel was founded on terrorism.
Exactly.
First British terrorism and then Israeli terrorism.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we're here tonight with you, hopefully exposing you to some ideas you may not have heard of before. We're going to expose you to the ideas of liberty, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. We want to hear your thoughts on the news of the day. We want your thoughts on Washington. We want to know what's going on in your hometown. It doesn't matter. This is radio you control. If you don't like what we're talking about, give us a call and change us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or call us using the Twitch app. Excuse me, the Discord app. Why do I want to keep saying that? There's just too many apps. This whole world has just gone app-centric, but I like Discord, discord.lrn.fm. When you call in, you're going to sound like you're right here. But somebody who is not using Discord, he is using one of our call-in lines, is Penguin out of Virginia. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, it's Mortified Penguin calling from Virginia. Yeah, I can't call in Discord right now. But anyways, I called you over the old-fashioned way. I wanted to talk about... Wa alaikum salam, brother. How you doing? Yeah, excellent host combo, by the way.
Keep it today.
We tried to...
Excellent host combo.
Mixing it up.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. So I was... calling talk about conservatives and the wall, the Trump's wall and the southern border. And okay, to me, the whole thing, well, I don't know if you hop into the Discord, you'll notice my nickname is the wall equals communism. And I do see it as the communism, and I see conservatives as, and this is, I mean, you know, I'm being a little bit.
Hold on. You can't say the wall is communist. It's not like there was ever a wall between communism and
Yeah,
they kind of had a famous wall, didn't they?
I used to have a piece of it.
Did you?
Yeah, when I
I've seen that.
When I was in fifth grade, one of the girls that was in our class was living with her grandmother because her mom and dad were in Germany, and they were there when the wall was torn down, and they brought a bag full of chips
from
the wall and handed them out to us, like on the day that we left for Christmas break.
Yeah. That's very cool.
A little chip with like some blue spray paint on it.
I remember watching the news several days. It wasn't, people act like, you know, one day, you know, on April 4th, the wall fell down.
That's great.
It was a slow build up, and a lot of it, we were just wondering if it would really happen. Would this really, really happen? And it did. But go ahead, Penguin.
Yeah, I don't remember that. My first memory was actually the Gulf War, Operation Desert Storm. But I was going to say, yeah, I mean, you know, the idea that, yeah, this country is, I mean, let's take out our modern concept of states in the Westphalian system. I get that nation states exist and have borders. But if you really look at it, you can easily say this collective property argument, that this country is our collective property, so we have a right as citizens to erect a wall around it to keep other people out. I just think that's patently ridiculous, and it definitely has parallels with communism.
It's really nonsense.
Conservatism seems pretty darn communist to me. You know, you have the concept of the real American sounds strikingly like the ideal workers, the proletariat.
My rule, I have a rule of thumb, okay? If you need to get a right-winger to support communism, what you do is you invoke a prejudice that they have. So, like, national IDs, conservatives jumped right on the bandwagon for that because you have to save us from the scary Muslims, right? So there's one plank of communism.
And Mexicans and everybody else who doesn't look like us.
Then a national worker registry. Well, that's E-Verify. That's a national worker registry is what that is. And that's got to save our jobs from those scary, scary Mexicans. Same thing with a wall.
Right.
If you want a Republican to come out in favor of communism, just invoke some kind of a cultural or racial prejudice that they have, and boy, they'll be right there on it.
But this is why we're being played, and this is how blatantly we're being played. And conservatives and, you know, lifelong Republicans, do you ever stop and think about some of this? Does it ever cross your mind that, hold on, for a lot of reasons, a lot of these things that they're pushing, they just don't sound like...
The commies said they would do it. The commies in the 50s and the 60s said, we will convince you to do it to yourselves.
And they did. Mortified, go ahead.
Yeah. And they seem awfully bent on essentially planning our freedom if they do believe that this is a free country. And just the whole idea that there's I find there's a lot of parallels between the Marxism and the Marxism and the conservatism. Another one actually is, you know, there is the Christian conservative element, but there's also this new, what I see is this new kind of moralism, this Puritanism, this divorce from religious practice, and this new social conservatism. It's just straight out of the Marxist playbook. They're very, they have that same element and they're kind of authoritarian ideology. So you can just go down the list. I'm always thinking of more parallels between this new conservatism and communism, and it's funny because they seem to say they hate communism so much.
Absolutely, and thank you for the call, Mortified Penguin.
Yeah. I'll just add that the apparent hatred of communism. My understanding is when Leon Trotsky got booted out of the Soviet Union, a lot of the Trotskyites came over to the U.S., and that's where what we know today as neoconservatism came up, and that's why you have people like Bill Kristol and I forget it was the National Review,
Buckley,
Buckley, and so it's like a controlled opposition, right? They make it look like they're against communism when really they're just in favor of their own brand of communism.
Yeah, and I got to ask, I know we've got some probably a good conservative truck driver, you know, driving home, listening to the show tonight, probably has some strong feelings about us insinuating that conservatives in Washington are absolutely acting like socialists, like communists. How does this sit with your worldview? This should bother you. 855, 450 free.
America will never be socialist.
Except
I'm
for.
Go out here and use eminent domain to take people's private property, to use the government to build a wall on an imaginary line created by government.
So I have a nice place to retire with my Social Security, my Medicare, my Medicaid. I want all the people I don't like to stay away while I enjoy my federally provided retirement. And it's nuts.
Don't forget my federally provided protection and my state provided protection as well.
Oh, yeah. And And again, as we look at these things.
But I hate socialism.
Right. I hate socialism, but I love all the programs, the socialist programs that my politicians, my favorite politicians, the politicians that wear the right color shirt, because we got Team Red and Team Blue. How does that sit with you at home? I mean, really, how can you sit back and listen to Trump say this will not be a socialist country when everywhere you look, you see socialist programs.
Well, in that same speech, he said, what was it, pre-existing conditions are going to be covered. He said that women are going to get maternal leave.
Paid family leave.
Okay, so let's break down these. We just threw a couple out there, and for people listening for the first time, they probably don't understand what's socialist about family leave.
They take money from you and give it to someone else.
Right.
That's socialism.
Okay, good.
I mean, if they really... Well,
pick another one.
I'll just give an alternative, you know, since we're just complaining. Yeah, I mean, if they really cared about, you know, women being able to take care of her, or just families in general being able to take care of her kids, they would, one, lower taxes for lower and middle, or just lower taxes in general, and also quit... inflating the currency through the Federal Reserve, right? It used to be a family was a, you know, you used to be able to take care of a family of like two to however many kids on just one income. Yeah. And then, you know, because of many reasons too, right? Like, you know, a lot of women go into the workforce and everything.
More you weren't around then, but it was three plus kids. Every family was kind of three plus kids.
And then they devalued the, well, many things happened, but they did, part of it was they devalued the currency so much through the Federal Reserve that now both parents have to work.
Yes.
And then it's like a positive feedback loop. Both the parents are working. Then they send the kids to government schools. It gets indoctrinated. It's a perfect takeover plan.
That was women's liberation that did that. That women were tired of staying home, and they wanted to get out into the workforce.
Because working is so much more fun than taking care of kids.
855-450-FREE. If you want to take part, you want to call us on the carpet, tell us where we're wrong. Tell us what we have wrong about this. As we call people in Washington, including Donald Trump, a socialist.
Well, and one thing I'm glad you added earlier the caveat that conservatives in Washington, because the truck driver you mentioned, the proverbial truck driver, and most people call themselves conservatives. I mean, I doubt they'd be behind any of this. And if you would sit them down and explain the whole picture as to why it's, you know, these so-called conservatives are pushing communism, they'd understand and be for freedom. But we have this left-right paradigm that, you know, gives people only a partial view of what's going on.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to throw it in your face, and we're here to talk about it and explain it. And some of these things we're going to change your mind on, some of these things we aren't. But in the end, we want you to call 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. .com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.